on the Oceans Tribunal. Part of that is communities' resistance to oil and gas, and part of that has been the car power ships. The car power ships were put forward as a short-term solution. They were being proposed for to have 20-year licenses, and they were going to be put into places without a whole lot of environmental concerns having been addressed. So now we hear that although they have no environmental approval, they have today been given an environmental, an electricity generation license.
Recording in progress.
So today we are sitting here with members of different communities. You're here for the Oceans Tribunal for tomorrow. And because we have people in the room, we felt that it was useful to have a quick press conference so that the press could maybe not only ask the Green Connection, but also ask other community reps or any of our panel what they feel about this decision by the National Energy Regulator. And I think from the Green Connection side, that's like a kick in the teeth, because for communities who are constantly struggling for livelihoods, who want to see proper processes. And from the Green Connection side, we believe that decision is completely flawed, because the National Energy Regulator claimed that all these other authorization processes can run in parallel. But in fact, we believe that NERSA has a right to a responsibility, an obligation to consider environmental issues when they award a license. And they are unable to do that because the environmental authorization was rejected by the department, and they have not done any of their own environmental studies. So on what basis have they come to the conclusion that they can issue an electricity generation license? We believe it's completely flawed. We're going to be consulting with our legal team, and obviously we will have to wait for the reasons that NERSA gives, but at this stage, we certainly believe that it's not going to stop there. I think that's my short input, and let's see if anybody has any questions from the press.